Blog Talk Radio.
International, as well as Greater is in You LLC. Today we have a hot show lined up for you. This show is my New Year's show, my first of the year show, and it is the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So there's a lot to be said about, it can be said about the life of Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished. Because of the obedience that he showed towards Christ, that he showed towards God, he always did the Father's will. And so with that, we want to go into Scripture and look at the roadmap that Jesus Christ led each individual person to being the best that he could be by being a son of the Most High God. Amen? Amen. Well, before we get started, you know, ain't nothing changed. So I'm going to do me some praying before we go any further into this. So right now, let's go into some prayer, and then we'll get right into the word. Amen? Amen. Our God and Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for today. We want to thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy that you've shown upon us lavishly, openly, and abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you that I may decrease, and that your word would increase, and that all that hear the sound of my voice can know that your word stands true and stands alone. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, God, we thank you, we bless you, we praise your holy name this day. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Happy New Year! 2016! Can you believe it? It is 2016. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited about 2016 and all that it has in store for you and for me. And with that said, we're going to jump right into this word. We're going to jump right into it, and we're going to see what God has to say. Amen? Amen. Well, if you could all turn your Bibles to John 3:16. I mean, how many times have we... I remember there was one time someone had asked a believer that was just getting to the word. He was an older gentleman. God bless his heart. And someone said, hey, what is John 3:16? And he said, what, Stone Cold Steve Austin? No. John 3:16 is one of the foundational scriptures of all scriptures to what it means to be a son of God and what Jesus Christ did accomplish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world. Now, this is the thing. God loves the believers, those people in the world that know that they are weak, that know that they cannot do anything, and they are seeking, they know that there is something greater. There's more to this life than what this world is currently offering. And so God loved those people so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him, believe in the works of Christ, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Would you be willing to do that for someone that, They look at their lives and they say, man, this, something ain't right. Something ain't right. I need to do better. I need to do better. I need to be better. I need more. Would you be willing to give up your child for someone else? Well, God did, because God is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-merciful. He is everything. And God had a plan, as we will come to find out. Turn your Bibles to Romans 1:16. And the reason why I want you to turn your Bibles to Romans 1:16 is Jesus Christ says, Paul quotes about the gospel of Jesus Christ, and Paul says this in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile or to the Greek. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power." The gospel of Jesus Christ, speaking about the works of Jesus Christ, speaking about his healing, speaking about him making the deaf hear and the lame walk and casting out spirits and speaking about the coming kingdom of God. That's the power of God. It brings about salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and also to the Gentile. We continue along that same vein in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 23. The Apostle Paul says, "As it is written, there is no one righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." There is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 23. No one has, a one-legged man, a butt-kicking convention would have a better opportunity of saying that he's righteous compared to anyone else. But in this case, the word of God says, Paul says, "As it is written, there is no one that is righteous, not even one, not the Pope, not your minister, not your mama, not your grandmama, not your Uncle Bob, no one, not even one." Then it goes on to say in verse 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." That's deep. That's real deep. So I want you to think about that just for a hot second here. And I see we have Apostle Love on the phone here. Apostle Love, I'm going to bring you in, and I want to hear your take on what we have so far. Amen?
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. My name is Apostle Love, and I am the pastor and overseer of Setting the Captives Free Ministries International in Alpharetta, Georgia. And I just wanted to give my gratitude to Bishop Wright for having me come aboard, and I think that God's got a word for you guys in this season. So getting to what he was saying, when all sin is fall short of the glory of God, I would say this, because nobody's perfect, you know, and you got everybody want to beat everybody upside the head because of a mistake or because of some things that was said, and that was some things, you know, in the heart, you know, and some people need deliverance, unawares, and there's some things that can happen to an individual at unaware, and, you know, even you may make a mistake in your family, you know, and it can be at aware as well, But things we need to know is that we fall short. We're not perfect. You know, the Bible says to forgive. And forgive is to what? Forget. You know, you can't say, oh, I forgive you. And then you turn around 2-3 days later and say, I don't forget it. I forgive you, but I don't forget it. That means that you still have a grip on that person's soul.
My Lord.
Because you did not forgive in the aspect where you should forgive. God has made a mandate for us to begin to walk in that forgiveness, walk in that understanding that we are to forgive one another. And it goes back to the what our bishop was saying, because, you know, we all fall short of his glory.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect. I'm the great and mighty apostle, is what they will say. But I fall short of the glory of God. You know, Bishop is the great and mighty bishop in the eyes of God, but he falls short.
Amen.
You know, we all are perfect. You know, the only perfect man that walked the earth is who? Jesus Christ himself. But going back to the word, he also says to mark the perfect man, meaning that we are to be like him, to practice like him, to do some of the things that he has done. But at the same time, the grace will begin to kick in to be able to do what God has mandated us to follow after the perfect man, which is Christ. Because in him, we were made what? Perfect.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
So the moment,
amen.
The moment, exactly. So the moment we follow after Christ, and the moment we practice and we do the things that Christ wants us to do, then that perfection would kick in all
amen.
The things that we put our hands on.
Amen.
Amen.
I see that we have another caller on here. I know this is a 30-minute show, and so with that being said, caller, who we got here on the line? Go ahead, caller.
This is Apostle Leroy Simmons from Warner Robins, Georgia.
Hey, man, how you doing, Apostle Simmons? How are you?
We're blessed in the Lord, my brother. I just call in to encourage you to keep doing the will of God. We know that it is by faith that we serve him, but we also know that the blessing of God comes to those who are obedient to the Spirit of God. So I commend you for your obedience and encourage you to continue the good work.
Amen. Well, I sure thank you for that, Apostle Simmons. We love you, and we definitely thank God for you in your life on a daily basis. Amen. Thank you so much. Well, brothers and sisters, at this time, we're going to go to a short radio break, music break. You know how I like to do it. I like to hear some word, and then I like to hear some little music, too. So in the meantime, in between time, this is that final scripture that I shared with you before we go on to this quick music break. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 23, as it is written, there is no one righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And when we get back to that, we'll see what else the word has to say. Amen. Amen.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression,
the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's all right.
right now. All you got to do is smile, brothers and sisters. That's right. Just smile for me. Kirk Franklin, smile. As we come back to the Word of God, we had ended off with Romans chapter 3, verse 10 and 23. As it is written, there is none righteous, not one, not even one. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's a deep statement to make. But it is a very true statement, because in the Word of God, the Word of God is true, the Word of God is just, and the Word of God is eternal. So when the Apostle Paul wrote it, and when he said it, even in those very same days and hours when he spoke it, he meant what he said. And the reason why he said it is Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and 8, or excuse me, verse 6 through 8. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. That's the New Living Translation of it. And what Paul was saying here, we were utterly helpless. We couldn't help but sin. We couldn't help sinning. We could, although I feel like a nut, sometimes I feel like a nut, sometimes I don't. It didn't matter. We would try, we could try until we were blue in the face. We were utterly helpless. And Christ came just at the right time. God is an on-time God. God is going to send relief and deliverance at the right time. And he literally sent Christ at the time when if you know anything about the birth of Christ and when he came and so forth, it was literally going, the Roman Empire, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, they were literally going to the epitome or the zenith of their power. They were moving into the highest realm and level of their authority and power. Christ was born in that. He was born in that mess. He was born in the heat of that mess that God sent him at the right time to die for us sinners. Now, most people would not even be willing to die for an upright person, though some might perhaps be willing to even die for someone that was especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. God didn't wait for us to get cleaned up and then he sends Christ. He sent us at the height of human hypocrisy, at the height, at the zenith of what man was going to do or what man was trying to do. That's a God. That's a God. When you have a God like that that you worship and serve, that will do that for you, send his only begotten son. That's a God. Let us move on. Quickly, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The wages of sin is death. Now, quickly, what is sin? What is sin? Sin is missing the mark. Sin is error. Sin is falsehood. Sin is false doctrine. Sin is changing the word of God. Sin is omitting the word of God. Sin is adding to the word of God. Sin is disobedience to God. That is sin. Sin to his word, not doing his word correctly. And you earn wages to that. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, but the free gift of God, is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And what is that free gift of God? It's eternal life. It's a free gift. didn't ask for it, don't even deserve it, didn't even know you was going to get it. That's the God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Romans chapter 10, 9 through 13. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach, the Apostle Paul says. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. It is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Only thing you got to do is open your mouth. You got to open your mouth, confess Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you are saved. Period. Close the door, stick a fork in it, you're done. You're going to heaven. All hell can't stop. Amen. Now, there's still stuff you got to do. You just can't just stop there and just think that, oh, well, I mean, you could, and there are a lot of people that do that. But, you know, we're not to just sit right there. I mean, that's just the beginning of it all. Amen? Let's keep moving on. I got a few more, and I'm out of here. Proverbs 10:9-10, too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. The King James Version says, in a multitude of words, sin is not lacking. In a multitude of words, sin is not lacking. Here it says, too much talk leads to sin. Be sensible and keep your mouth shut. There are a lot of people within the body of Christ, or those that have injected themselves or have come in to the body of Christ, they talk a good game, and the whole time is leading to sin. Keep your mouth shut. Just shut up. Because, see, as a believer, as a new believer, as an old believer, as a current believer, as a returning believer, you know, the only way that we truly know, the only way that anyone truly knows that you are a believer of Jesus Christ, that God is your Father, that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, is the fruit that you bear. So if you're not bearing good fruit, Houston, we got a problem. So instead of doing a whole bunch of talking and flapping your gums about stuff you don't know, shut up. Just keep your mouth closed. Be sensible. Keep your mouth shut. Why did I put that in there? Because in John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32 says, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teaching, and you will know the truth, and the truth sets you free. It's by nobody else's teachings, not by Buddha, not by Hare Krishna, not by Muhammad, not by Louis Farrakhan or the Elijah. None of them. None of them can make that claim that you will be free. The only one that has ever made that claim, and it stands true to this very day, is the words of Jesus. He said, you are truly my disciples, my disciplined ones, if you remain faithful to my teaching. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's the truth of God's word. It's the truth that sets you free of what he says to a man or a child. And in closing, my brothers and sisters, boys and girls, NFL fans around the world, Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If any of you want to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish way, take up your cross, and follow me. If you truly want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, men and women, you have to take up the cross of Jesus Christ. Take up your own cross. Take up those things that you would normally hold up and say, this is me. It's all about me. Turn from them and follow him. Follow Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, NFL fans around the world, I want to thank you for allowing me. Thank you so much, Apostle Love. Thank you so much, Apostle Leroy Simmons. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming online and listening to the first broadcast of Greater Is In You Radio of this year. We've been doing this for 2 years strong now, and I'm just excited about all the things that are going to take place this year. Brothers and sisters, if you have an opportunity, please go to www.greaterisinyou.us and leave us some words of encouragement. Check out the website. It's newly revised, and I think you'll be blessed by it. God bless you. I love you, and I look forward to talking to you next Friday, 11:30. Peace.
Yo, P, they ain't ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa.
Why?
God's got it.
Yes, he does.
God's got it.